Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Entertainment Tonight's Cassie DeLaura joins us. And Cassie, you know what? I watched a couple of episodes of Schitt's Creek. It's not that good. It won everything last night, didn't it?
It did win everything. In fact, Schitt's Creek said farewell to its series with a sweep at the Emmy Awards. Not only did it win Outstanding Comedy Series, but it also picked up all four awards for acting, which no other series has ever won those four awards, plus writing, plus directing, plus the series awards. So, I mean, it's safe to say the cast went out with a bang last night, and it truly, the first entire hour of the Emmy Awards was Schitt's Creek, Schitt's Creek, Schitt's Creek, just back to back to back. It was unlike anything I've ever seen, and I've seen a lot. It's 2020.
Yeah, you know what? I think people like you and me just like saying the name of that show. I'm a big Chris Elliott fan myself. I think he's the best part of that show.
You know, I love Eugene and Dan, to be honest with you. I just love their father-son dynamic, and, you know, in real life, to see them, you know, celebrating last night was really special. And then also what the show represents for inclusivity and, you know, all of that. It's a well-deserved win.
You know what I was thinking? I was thinking, first of all, must have been a nightmare to direct the technological advancements everybody's made in this pandemic. But I'll tell you something, like bar mitzvahs and weddings, much better virtually. I thought the Emmy show was one of the best I've ever seen last night.
I thought it was really put together. I thought the opening monologue was very interesting because they used footage from previous Emmy Award shows to, you know, supplement Jimmy Kimmel's laugh with claps or, you know, laughter or a standing ovation, which, you know, if anyone were to tune in at the beginning and not understand that that wasn't live, that could have been a little bit problematic. But I feel like it turned out really well. And Jimmy Kimmel, you know, addressed the pandemic. I think throughout the entire night, they embraced it. They had Jason Sudeikis at one point, you know, taking a COVID test on the stage. And it was just really interesting. They, you know, they showed how they were transporting the actual Emmy trophies live to the winners and to the losers. Mm-hmm. I feel like a lot of people don't realize that even if you lost, there was still someone standing outside of your house holding an Emmy.
Yeah, and that fire bit at the beginning of the show got a little too hot, didn't it?
It did, a little bit unpredicted there. So Jennifer Aniston and Jimmy Kimmel were doing a little bit of a funny bit where they were dousing an envelope with antibacterial spray, you know, all in the name of COVID-19 prevention. And so Jennifer Aniston had, you know, put the fire extinguisher to the trash can, which was now on fire, and Jimmy Kimmel went to reach in for the envelope, and it restarted on fire, and you could hear producers in the background saying, "Put it out! Put it out! Put it out!" You could tell that was a little off script.
Yeah, no kidding. And so there's a reunion in the works now, right? Well, they had a bit of a mini Friends reunion last night, didn't they?
They did. So Jennifer Aniston's co-stars, Courteney Cox and Lisa Kudrow, supported her. They showed up during the Emmys. And of course, you know, Twitter went wild. Anytime those friends, no pun intended, get together, it's always something that, you know, people talk about on social media because we love a little mini Friends reunion. And of course, we didn't get the big reunion that we were anticipating this year due to COVID, but we at least get these little glimpses in the meantime, and they were all there to support their girl Jen, so we all loved it.
Want to hear a little bit of Jimmy Kimmel's introduction from last night where he referenced the reunion?
Yes.
All right, here it is.
I want to check in and see if Jennifer Aniston made it home. Can we get the, yeah, bring her up if we could, and we'll just see if she's there. Oh, hi, Jen. Oh, good. Well, you almost showed us something. Your category is coming up. I wanted to make sure you were there.
Yes, I barely made it, but we're
okay,
here.
Okay, very
we made
good.
It.
Oh!
Okay. Hey, Jimmy.
Look at this. Courteney Cox. Courtney's there?
here. We live together.
You do?
Yeah, we've been roommates since 1994, Jimmy.
But I thought that was
Is this live TV?
Unbelievable! Hey. This is Lisa Kudrow. You live there too?
Yeah, where else would I live?
I mean, this is so.
I don't know. With your family, maybe.
Yeah,
what?
People live with their families.
That's
yeah.
So funny.
Oh, look who it is. The host with the most. Rudeness.
Oh.
You calling to kick me out of my own house, too?
Wow. I didn't know Ross was there. Bateman also lives in your house?
Yeah, just until he goes off to college. By the way, you guys are killing it. This is so great.
Well, thank you for being there and watching all together. I will say I appreciate the support. That's so nice that you guys are gathered around the monitor
and
watching the show. And thanks again for coming earlier, too,
we'll
Jen.
Keep watching.
What? Oh, okay. I guess
dinner's ready.
Oh, dinner's ready.
Well, we're DVRing it.
Okay. Oh, thanks. All right.
ABC last night, the Emmys. Jimmy Kimmel has a way of pulling off just about any comedy bit, doesn't he, Cassie?
100%. He's absolutely one of my favorites. I was sad that he didn't take home an award last night and said John Oliver did. But you know what? Jimmy had quite the duties at hand anyway, hosting the Emmy Awards during a pandemic, which he called the pandemies.
Yeah, I know. Cassie DeLaura, Entertainment Tonight, thanks for filling in for Dean Richards. And hopefully we'll talk to you down the road very soon. Cassie, you have a great day.
Thanks, Bob. You too.